Hello, what is up, Braves country? This is the Braves Craze podcast. We are a little ways from Thanksgiving, November 17th, 2023. Sorry we've been away on this podcast for some time, but I wanted to come with some off-season coverage for Hot Stove. We've had some news in the last few days, so let's get to it with the Braves Craze podcast. The big news is, late yesterday evening, maybe into the nighttime, the Braves acquired Aaron Bummer, left-handed reliever from the Chicago White Sox, in exchange for a package of five players. Right-handed pitcher Riley Gowans, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. He is a low minors guy. Infielder Nicky Lopez, shortstop Braden Shoemake, left-handed pitcher Jared Schuster, and right-handed pitcher Mike Soroka. That is a big list of players, five guys, for one pitcher, Aaron Bummer. Initial reactions and initial thoughts of this trade are not very positive by most who follow the Braves. I will say that it does seem like Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, is trying to clear some 40-man roster spots for potential moves, and that likely is what a lot of this was. Also, the non-tender deadline was coming up, and we're guessing that some of these guys, unfortunately, like a Mike Soroka, may have been non-tendered to open up a spot, so maybe moving him for a potential bullpen piece may have been a move that Alex kind of considered as that being a no-brainer or really not to lose anything there. But, you know, this trade, in my opinion, all in part, is a pretty negative deal for the Braves as well. This has kind of become a thing where the Braves maybe are overpaying for players here on this team and for this team, and this kind of falls under that category. So let's break this down. Bummer is a pretty good lefty reliever who has good stuff. He had a bad year last year with an ERA right around six, and with a decent number of innings pitched for the White Sox. But historically, he's been a pretty good pitcher. I do feel like he fits into our bullpen as a second or third lefty fairly well. We do have some question marks behind some of our left-handed pitchers. That we don't know the status of a guy like Dylan Lee, who missed a lot of time with injury. Tyler Matzek, coming off of elbow Tommy John surgery, will be back next year, but we don't really know his status. So having a Bummer here would be a positive backup thing. And we did not bring back Brad Hand, who didn't pitch very well, in my opinion. So that was kind of a no-brainer as well. But Bummer coming in may help out the bullpen, but at the cost we got him at, I'm going to skip over Riley Gowans. Again, low minors guy. Don't have a big issue with that piece being included. Nicky Lopez was a guy that really played well for the Braves in a backup role last year. You know, it just seemed like we never found a utility guy we liked. Management, Brian Snitker, Alex Anthopoulos, looked, tried multiple guys at that utility backup infielder, middle infielder spot. Traded for Lopez, and he's the only guy that really played that well. So you kind of figured he was going to be the guy this year in 24 for their roster, being their middle infield utility guy, but not so much. He has been traded in this deal to the White Sox. So Braden Shoemake, another guy who's an infielder. We know a lot about Braden as a prospect. Great glove, not much of a bat's been the rap on him, but he may be the best defender in the infield we had, at least in the minors. So him going away in addition to Lopez kind of says there's a hole now at that backup spot. Jared Schuster, we all know Jared was a high draft pick, number one first-round draft pick for the Braves a few years back. Just didn't really have the stuff to be a top-of-the-line rotation guy. And honestly, he probably wasn't going to be a guy the Braves left in the rotation as a permanent piece. But he made some starts last year, up and down as he did that. And then Mike Soroka, poor Mike Soroka. I think we all wanted Mike Soroka to succeed and do well. He just never got really right from his two horrific injuries he had, Achilles injuries. And, you know, I was disappointed Mike didn't get more starts last year. The fact that we went with a guy like Yonny Chirinos, to make those starts, and we signed him over a guy like Soroka, was really disappointing to me. I don't understand why he didn't get more looks and more chances, but nonetheless, the Braves have moved on from Mike Soroka. I know part of the problem there was his salary was going to be a bit more, and I'm guessing that Alex decided he didn't want to put that much into a pitcher with question marks like Soroka. I fully believe if Mike Soroka is healthy, he will go over to Chicago and become a pretty good pitcher for them and make a rotation spot become his for the White Sox. You know, his upside for the Braves initially may have been a one or a two starter. He's probably more of a four or five maybe now. But either way, Mike Soroka is a guy that we all pull for, and I'm not real happy that we dealt him in a deal for a guy such as a Bummer. And again, I like Aaron Bummer just fine, but this deal kind of stinks in my mind. Although, if Alex goes in and brings in two or three pieces, such as a pitcher and a left fielder on the 40-man roster, maybe he's got a plan that we don't know about. But I'm not a fan of this trade at all. And again, it's nothing to do with Aaron Bummer, who could be a useful piece in this rotation. So, I'm sorry, in this bullpen, not rotation. He's a relief pitcher, not a starter. So, back to the middle infield backup thing with Lopez and Shoemake. I just have really not understood the Braves' usage of their backup players, their infielders, their backup outfielders in the last few years. I know with the DH coming in, it takes away the need to have a guy that you pinch hit with and double switch with and all that stuff. But, you know, we've tried a few years back. We had Johan Camargo, who just couldn't seem to get playing time after he had played well. We've tried Charlie Culberson, who used to be really good for us, and he never got a look last year when he played any. That's why I kind of was puzzled when Lopez was traded, because Lopez seemed to be the guy. And I would have loved to have seen Shoemake get a look in the majors more to see what he could do with his – we know his glove's good, but I figured I'd like to see him hit a little bit. Just never got any at-bats to see what he could do in the majors. So the book is he's a lightweight hitter with a great glove, with a heavyweight glove, but – hard to really even say he couldn't hit in the majors when he didn't get to play. And that's my frustration with the Braves on that. Again, Schuster is a guy that we know wasn't going to be a top-of-the-rotation guy, even though he was a high draft pick. And he just didn't have the stuff for that. And I don't think he sticks in the Braves rotation either way. But the problem I've got with some of these things is we've got a couple guys, maybe three guys in here, Soroka, Schuster, and Braden Shoemake, who are all – pretty good draft picks, pretty good draft capital. And it took five guys, three of those former first-round picks, to get a relief pitcher who, frankly, is middle of the road, maybe a little above average. And, again, useful piece, but that's kind of mismanagement of our prospects, in my mind, of trading guys. And, again, if you're going to trade these guys, you got to do it when they have value. Their value now was depleted in every case with Shoemake, Soroka, and Schuster. So, you know, you just have to get those guys dealt. You could have gotten a pretty good haul for a Mike Soroka 2 years ago before the injury, and you can't control the injury, but could have gotten a decent haul for Shoemake and Jared Schuster last year, where they still were in the minors with some upside. So, don't like how we've done this, and this fits a pattern I've seen a little bit for sure as well. Again, I don't want to rail on the Braves management too bad. They have obviously set this team up to win, and we're in good shape at the major league level, but we're not in good shape at the minor league level. And I kind of question this package of five players. Couldn't you have gotten at least a B-level, low-level prospect or two to go down there and start rebuilding the minor leagues? Because right now the minor leagues for the Braves don't have a ton of upside prospects there. There's not a shortstop of the future we need. There's just those guys aren't there, and I just don't understand why we're not working on building that more if we're going to make trades like this for a guy that's and Bummer's got maybe a couple. I think I read he's got 1 year of control with an option for the next couple years that would be a raise for him. So if he pitches well, we could bring him back. But again, not sure what the plan is for the Braves there. So want to move on now from this trade and talk about something else. Another trade just happened. Nick Anderson for the Braves, former Tampa Bay pitcher who pitched pretty well for us at times last year amid injuries, was traded away, I believe, to the Royals for cash consideration. So another spot opened up by Alex on that 40-man. So, again, I think he must have a plan to bring in some players, and we'll see what that is. I anxiously await what he does because, again, the criticism of this trade at this point in time, if he comes back and brings guys in and fills in, you kind of have to say, okay, I guess I get it. Although I still would like to have gotten more back from this load of players, this load of capital for prospects we dealt. So earlier in the week or last week, we need to address a couple things that happened. There was some contract options declined, picked up. The two major ones I want to talk about, we did not bring back Eddie Rosario in left field. We did not pay him to come back to the Braves. And then we did pay Charlie Morton. Charlie got $20 million again for another year to pitch, and we didn't bring back Eddie. I was a fan of kind of letting Eddie walk. I do like Eddie. I acknowledge what Eddie did for us in the playoffs a couple years back and was a hero. But Eddie's pretty inconsistent out there. He's an average outfielder defensively with a streaky bat, super streaky bat. Doesn't play much against lefties, only against righties, which is the majority of the time. But I think putting another guy in left field out there with more consistency than Eddie is a good idea. Charlie Morton, this is a tough one for me, man. I love Charlie Morton as a player. I love him as a guy. He has had a great career. I honestly remember the day the Braves traded him way back when, and I didn't like that. I wanted him back over the years. We got him back, but $20 million for a 40-year-old pitcher who'll be 40 next year, I believe, who still has a very good fastball, a very good curveball, but $20 million is a lot of money to spend on a guy that's that age, and I just don't think we can count on Charlie to be, you know, consistently here for us. Now, you know, having him in the dugout as a influence and a intelligent pitcher to help us with, and a guy that he could even make some nice starts for us is a good thing. But 20 mil could be used for a lot of different things, and I don't know that I would have paid Charlie for 20 mil. If you get Charlie for 7 to 10, that's a gamble you take, especially on a 1-year deal. But 20 could be used to bring in other players that are necessary, and could really help us probably more than Charlie could on a short term basis. Again, Charlie's a favorite of mine. I have a hard time talking down about Charlie, and I'm certainly not – this is not about Charlie at all. Just the price is too much, and that's something that I think the Braves have got to figure out. I know Alex loves to do these 1-year kind of low risk, I guess, because you can let him walk after a year if it doesn't work out, but you're kind of strapped for that year, and 20 mil is a lot. That 20 mil could go toward an Aaron Nola or a Sonny Gray or someone else, and that's what's needed. And let's talk about Sonny Gray, Aaron Nola, and that situation now, too, because you got to figure the Braves, and the rumor is they're after a pitcher to bring in here, a starter. So let's go back first. The first priority I'd like to see the Braves do is pay Max Fried. Max Fried's a better pitcher than Aaron Nola or Charlie Morton in my mind, and I would love to get him locked down to a contract. So before you drop 4 years and some change on those free agent pitchers like a Nola, who's very good, love to have him, I want to pay Max. And you know, if we can do that, I want to see that done first. The question sort of is then, do you have enough money to pay Max Fried and Charlie Morton $20 million and Aaron Nola? I would guess no, but I don't know that. So I know Alex said we're going to payroll's coming up. You need a left fielder also. So is there a guy you sign for there? Or do we make some sort of trade to bring in a pitcher or a left fielder to help us as opposed to just paying a free agent premium money? If we're making a trade, we have depleted a lot of our trade pieces in the last few years in the Sean Murphy trade, in the Matt Olson trade, and now in the trade for Aaron Bummer. So I don't know who you trade if it's not a Vaughn Grissom in these deals. And on to Vaughn Grissom now. A lot of talk about Vaughn Grissom, and Alex even said he's open to moving him to left field to play that outfield spot. If that is the correct thing, I think it's no secret Vaughn Grissom's bat has been major league ready for a year or better now. The defense in the infield was the question, in particular at shortstop. So, you know, I'd love to see Vaughn get every day at bats. I think he is a guy that could hit 280 plus, 15 to 20 homers, steal some bases, drive some runs in, get on base. Could be a guy that ended up batting near the top of the order. The 1 or 2 spot, I think, is all possible. I'm sure he'll start out lower if he were to start and get at bats. But, you know, I like Grissom's bat a lot. You kind of wonder, could he be that super utility guy like a Chris Taylor with the Dodgers maybe, where he plays left field, shortstop, third base, second base, first base. But, you know, the Braves are notorious for not giving their guys days off. I would love to see – you know, Vaughn Grissom played that role where he spells Ozzy once every 3 or 4 weeks, spells Austin once every 3 or 4 weeks, spells Matt Olson, plays some left field, and he gets regular at bats because he's kind of moving around all around that infield and outfield. And he's playing 5 days a week or so, in the lineup. Also the DH role. I don't know what the deal with Ozuna is going to be, but I could see us using that DH to spell our hitters from at least having a day in the field, letting Riley and Olson just bat sometimes as opposed to playing the field. I do think our players tend to wear down. We were notorious about basically getting Freddie Freeman, in my mind, dead tired a lot. So I think the same thing could be possible, and the Braves did have in the playoffs, the bats went silent. So, I'm not suggesting that was necessarily everybody was tired, but I think it's a good thing to give our guys a few days off a year anyway to just get some rest. And you can do that by using that DH slot a little differently and make that work. So, again, I would love to see Grissom in that utility role. I also would love to see him get some at-bats in left field and see how he can do every day. If he gets 450 at-bats this year, I think he would have a nice year. The downside, if you don't give Vaughn Grissom a position to play in the majors, he's going to end up sort of like these guys we just traded. Maybe that prospect capital, his value starts dropping. So it's time to kind of either play Vaughn Grissom right now or trade him. He's kind of past the prospect stage, and he still has good value right now. And I don't want to trade Vaughn Grissom. Don't take that the wrong way. But if we don't play him, he would bring us a return right now that none other would probably do with this minor league system. So, A.J. Smith-Shawver is another guy that's we used a little bit last year. I don't think he was quite ready, but now he is kind of tinkering on that prospect, a major league guy. So those are probably our two best assets. And I think, again, if you're going to see a trade that brings in a big name, bank on one of those guys, if not both those guys, being in the deal. But both those guys could also play a prominent role this year with Atlanta. So, back to the playoffs a second. It was a really puzzling, frustrating series with the Phillies. I'll address that briefly. Austin Riley brought the thunder. He hit really well. Was the best hitter we had out there. Did a great job. A couple others also were fine. But, the bats and the power went silent. And the pitching, which we thought was super thin at that point, and it was because of injuries, was just fine other than the one game Bryce Elder pitched. And Bryce just wasn't on his game, and the Phillies got to him. I want to talk about Bryce a second. Bryce is a guy that I like a lot. I think he's getting a bad rap because of that one game in the playoffs, but he's an innings-eating guy. He's a bottom of the rotation, maybe 3-4-5, more like a 4-5. Very good command, typically. So I hope we don't just give up on Bryce Elder. He did a good job. Without Bryce Elder this past year, we would have not been where we were. He did do a phenomenal job, in particular in the first half of the season, getting those innings for us and winning games. But All-Star Bryce Elder, he made the All-Star team. So I hope folks understand his value, but he caught a lot of flack this past year. I thought Snit Grover managed a lot in the playoffs. That lineup change in the first game was – he was really unwilling to change the lineup all year in the regular season, which is the time you can play with that lineup some, and I wish he would do more of that. Did it in the playoffs, and it just didn't make a lot of sense how he did that there in that first game. So, Brian's the guy we need managing our team, but I didn't think he had his best postseason for sure as he was out with his team in the playoffs. So, a lot going on, a lot to come for the Braves. I do want to hit on the Shohei Ohtani talk a little bit here and just sort of those rumors have been flying about Ohtani wanting to come to Atlanta. The Braves have checked in on him, and I've heard some of the reporters say, well, they check on everybody right now, and that's probably true. I don't think Ohtani's going to end up in Atlanta. I do think he's the kind of guy you do break the bank on if you could get. It's a long shot, but if Ohtani were to come here and sign and play left field for us or DH, or and then once he gets that arm back and well, pitch again for us, we would draw fans. The Braves' popularity that's already huge would be just even more internationally huge. Him and Acuna in a lineup with Olson and Ozzie Albies and this team and Acuna would just be ridiculous, and I would love to have the guy here, but let's not get excited yet. We can be hopeful. We sure can. I don't think it's going to happen, but he was open to play for a winner and said Atlanta was a place apparently Shohei had mentioned he liked. So you know, if Alex makes that happen, if that's one of the guys we're trying to add, then I'm all for it. It'll strap us on money, and we may not be able to sign other guys. But if you get Ohtani, I guess who cares? If, you know, if you get him, you're going to be hitting so good, we'll figure it out. But I'm not going to hold my breath on that. It's a pipe dream, and it could happen, but I don't really think that's the way Alex will go with this team. You know, the question really is, who's going to play left field? You know, the easy answer might be Vaughn Grissom or signing or trading for a player. I'm betting we'll make a trade as opposed to signing both a pitcher and a left fielder, but you never know. You know, Aaron Nola would be a nice addition. He'll cost. Sonny Gray's always been a guy we've looked at. He seemed like a Braves-style player. There may be guys we can trade for. You know, I've heard the name Dylan Cease, Lucas Giolito some, in some trades. One of those guys would fit pretty nicely in the rotation. Maybe we're missing someone else out there too. But we definitely have to find another pitcher, I think. I would make Max Fried priority one for pitching if we're going to pay somebody to sign him in here. But, you know, Alex will have to figure that out and make that work. I look for some moves to be made in the next few weeks. So when that happens, I'll be back here with some more hot stove coverage as it relates to the Atlanta Braves. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy your time with your family and enjoy your time with your meals. Some football is going to be going on, but we're always thinking about Braves baseball in the back of our minds. So have a great Thanksgiving holiday. Talk to you soon.